KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 97 and a heat index around 114. An excessive heat warning continues through 7 p.m. Friday for the listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. High temperatures and humidity are baking much of the central U.S. this week, sending heat indices soaring as high as 115 degrees in some places for the first time this year. The National Weather Service says the high-pressure system, sometimes called a heat dome, will push conditions to their hottest point this summer, although temperatures will stay just short of the records. Authorities from Minnesota to Louisiana are warning people to take precautions and check on the elderly and other vulnerable neighbors and relatives. The extreme heat is prompting changes in summer outdoor activities scheduled for this week, and cooling shelters have been organized across much of Iowa to help anyone who needs an escape into air conditioning. In Des Moines, the Metro Arts Alliance canceled their outdoor Jazz in July concerts set for today and tomorrow, and Polk County Emergency Management Coordinators said nearly 30 cooling centers had been set up at libraries, community centers, and other public buildings around the Des Moines metro area. Other cities around the state and counties, like Cass County, have announced similar cooling centers. An excessive heat warning continues into Saturday for parts of central and eastern Iowa, as the humidity combines to make the air feel like 105 to 115 degrees, conditions that put animals and people at risk. The Weather Service says an average of 130 people die each year from heat-related illnesses in the U.S. The forecast for high heat and humidity has forced Cass County Fair officials to move tonight's program indoors to the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Deb Schuler, one of the organizers of the King and Queen contest, said there isn't enough room in the community building on the fairgrounds with all the projects there to accommodate the contestants and the crowd. And the Atlantic School Administration is fine with holding the contest in the high school auditorium. The night will begin with the new Little Miss and Mr. contest at 7 p.m., followed by the King and Queen contest and senior recognition. Again, that's at the Atlantic High School. The Atlantic High School Boys Baseball Banquet will be held at the high school commons area beginning at 6:30. So school officials are asking those who come for the King and Queen contest and other such events to be respectful and courteous to those that are in the auditorium as well for the senior boys baseball banquet. Well, due to this extreme heat wave, Iowans are being reminded to take particular care of their pets, especially those that are considered to be outdoor animals. Josh Colvin, a spokesman for the Animal Rescue League of Iowa, says if your dog is in a fenced-in area or chained up in the backyard, there are a few requirements when the temperatures get this hot.
It's really important to have cool, fresh water out there. Reason being is because that does help cool themselves, and they will not drink hot water. Got to be in shade. Got to make sure that there's shade out there. But, you know, when it's really these extreme temperatures, we do recommend just getting them in the house, somewhere where there's fans and cooler temperatures for them.
Some Iowans like to take their pets for a ride and will leave them in the car with the windows cracked open while they run errands, but Colvin says that's not a good idea.
Extreme temperatures like this, we recommend just keeping them at home. Really, a cracked window is not going to do much for them. Even if they're in the shade, the way that animals cool themselves is by panting. And if all they're doing is bringing in that hot air, then it's really not cooling them down. It takes very little time for a dog in a car to basically have a heat stroke.
Forecasters say much of Iowa will see high temperatures in the 90s this week with triple-digit heat indices, as I mentioned.
There's a lot of things that can happen in a short period of time, even taking dogs for walks. You know, that could be dangerous. You know, we've got concrete out there that is going to get hot. So just imagine with your bare feet, dogs can actually burn their feet on that hot concrete as well.
If there are feral cats or wildlife in your neighborhood, he suggests you set out a bowl of fresh, cool water for them as well and limit your dog's outside time to bathroom breaks only. Colvin encourages people to act immediately if they see a distressed animal outside or in an unattended car. Be sure and call your local law enforcement agency's non-emergency number. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, said Wednesday that as part of the current remodeling project at CCHS, both the Cass County Memorial Hospital and Atlantic Medical Center feature new private admissions bays. To check in for an appointment at the Atlantic Medical Center, patients can use one of the four private bays to check in with staff. Just around the corner is hospital admissions, and those bays face forward toward the atrium and feature new doors that slide shut for increased patient privacy. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency is reporting two roads which had been temporarily closed for construction projects are now reopened. Those roads open include Redwood, which was closed for an expected 24-hour repair project. That was opened sooner than expected late Wednesday afternoon. And 2300th Street just east of Juniper Road, where a pipe replacement project was underway, is now also open to normal traffic. In our funeral announcements, Rosemary Jacobson, age 80 of Omaha, died Sunday at Nebraska Medicine. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Jacobson will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Shirley Simmons, age 77, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Shirley Simmons will be today at 10:30 at the American Legion Community Building in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lois J. Peterson, age 81, of Logan and formerly of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died Saturday. Graveside services for Lois Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Christensen, age 83, a longtime resident on a farm west of Atlantic, died June 30th at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Mary Ann Christensen will be tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Vera Nielsen, age 94, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Nielsen will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Daryl Schaefer, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Daryl Schaefer will be Monday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.